another episode of Meet Me in the Middle. I am Xander Fadley.
And I am the
other guy. Okay, fine.
Hunter York.
We're not going back to that.
Nope.
I told you last episode, not going back to the introductions where
time
where I feed you a line to say about yourself.
Whoa, that's you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You fed me a few.
That's it was fine. It was during a dark period.
Force fed with the threat of death.
You asked. You asked for those.
It's true.
It is.
I lied on air, and I'm sorry. Thank goodness this goes up the next day.
Yes. And we've already peaked the spikes. So
already. We already talked about not doing that.
Listen, I'm not a trained audio engineer. It's my fault, but, you know, I don't really know exactly what I'm doing. So I whatever.
Hey, man, that makes two of us. I don't even mess with this side of it.
No, you don't.
Nope.
We covered this yesterday, too. Not yesterday. A few days ago. Whatever. Game one happened in between this and that.
It happened.
And let me tell you, we were pretty close. I said that the LeBrons could maybe steal game one. And by 8 out of 10 times with that game in the final 3 minutes, they would have won that game.
They would have won the game had J.R. Smith remembered how to play basketball.
It goes before that. Hot take. They should have won that game.
Yeah,
There were so many blown calls down the stretch that favored the Warriors. It was insane.
Was also a few possessions the Cavaliers just didn't.
Well,
they kind of got lackadaisical.
Yes, they did not play very well in the fourth quarter. But down the stretch, there were two big blown calls, and then one just outrageous lack of situational awareness.
Yeah.
So the biggest one, in my opinion, was the charge call that LeBron got on KD that they looked at and then reversed.
Yeah.
And if you look at that in slow-mo, you can definitely see that his feet are still moving, but if you look at it in full speed, it looks like a clear charge, in my opinion, because there's a certain degree of out of control. There's a lot of times when somebody's not quite set, but the player driving is out of control, and KD hit LeBron so hard on that one that I think that should have easily been a charge call in most other situations.
Well, I think, you know, part of the problem with technology being more implemented into the game is that it kind of takes away that real moment situation from the referees. Mm-hmm. Is that it's your gut feeling was a charge.
Right.
Yeah. And then you go to the monitor and you overturn it, which,
right,
yes, for the sake of how it should be, great. You got the call, quote unquote, right.
Right.
But, and I don't have a horse in the race, neither do you. I just wanted a good game, which we got. But I personally thought LeBron was still moving into the pick. And yes, KD was out of control. And it was a gut check call from the official. And I really think they should have stayed with it. Because in college football, they probably would have said, not enough evidence to overturn.
That's what I thought they were going to go with. There wasn't enough there to overturn the call on the court, which was a charge.
Yeah.
And Steve Javy, they went cut to him during the coverage, and he's like, I think that's a charge. And then they came back, and it's completely different. I have not read the two-minute report, but I would think that was on there as a missed call.
Yeah.
Second big missed call was a few possessions later, LeBron driving to the court, and I think it was Looney reached in and slapped his arm. Oh, that probably spiked it. Slapped his arm.
It was a good visual representation.
It was very good
visual.
Podcast. Yes, it was. Yeah. Everybody benefited from that. Slapped his
arm.
And they did not call a foul. And the Warriors went down, I think, scored a three off of that.
Well, there was a time George Hill got all ball, too.
That was before all
of
this.
Yeah, it was before. But
it was kind of, there was a building to the referee missteps
that
kind of came to a culmination with the LeBron charge change. And then that missed slap on the arm during a drive. When it should have been two shots, but it ended up being 3 points the other direction. Changes the complexity of the entire last couple minutes.
And I think that, yes, I'm just, for my sake, we're not blaming the referees for this, but there were several calls that did in fact change the outlook of the
complexity
final,
of the game.
Of the game.
And we can't blame them because the real point at which the game changed without anybody foreseeing it was J.R. Smith losing his mind on the rebound from George Hill, who is a pretty good free throw shooter, missing it on the front end, which is crazy.
I mean, I think it's kind of an odd situation because he misses and George Hill's a villain. But then J.R. Smith goes, I got you, man.
Let me dribble it out.
I got you. I'm going to go check it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go check it outside.
Somebody had a tweet about it not being 21 where you have to take it back outside the arc.
And then, you know, we've had great tweets about LeBron yelling at him. And then JR just, he had to have been high or something.
He just was not present in the moment.
The craziest part is that he gets the board under the basket, right under the basket, and doesn't put it up. Like, how do you forget where you are at that point in the game? Just get it and go up.
Yeah, game that's all over. You got to do.
Game over.
Even if he doesn't, even if it's not a good shot, he'll probably get fouled and go back to the line. And then they have another, okay. Another
it's one thing, of those moments you can't explain.
Failing by
if
the
you
coach,
didn't
by,
see it happen, you don't know what's you,
Ty Lue, crazy. I thought he was going to dribble out and they call a timeout, and it's fine. But no one ever called a timeout. They had 4.7 seconds left when he got the rebound. They should have called a timeout right then and there. I mean, after they saw that he would lost his mind and was dribbling it back out, they should have called a timeout and at least gotten a set play. But instead, he passes it to George Hill, and George Hill fumbles up a three terribly.
Worth every penny of the 20 mil.
Yeah, it was insane. Another great blooper from this one was JaVale McGee pulling a JaVale McGee and stuffing his dunk on the rim. That
he
was
does
funny.
That. Like,
I know.
A
it was crazy.
For a guy that
crazy.
Tall.
Crazy. Yeah. But you don't have to jump much when you're 7 feet.
Some of the things, you know, apart from all that, obviously the Warriors ended up winning with just...
Well, let's actually backtrack. It was a fantastic game.
Overall, yes.
I was
neutral, it was amazing.
Yes. It was tight the entire
back and
time.
Forth.
The Warriors, you would think, were running away with it, but then LeBron would come back with a mini run of his own and pull it back within two or three. It was better than I've seen the Cavaliers play in, I think, the entire postseason.
Yeah, these guys showed up a little
bit. It was crazy.
Scored now, 51.
LeBron assisted and scored on 70 points in that game. So, I mean...
It's a good bit.
When you do that much and you still lose, it's going to be hard. Yeah. It's going to be hard to come back from that one. Kevin Love had a good 3.5 quarters and then faded in the final...
His concussion came back.
His concussion came back in the sixth, with the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter in overtime. They had some key guys just... It wasn't even one player stepping up the entire game. They had bits and pieces step up at different times because Jeff Green came in and hit a three at one point. Kyle Korver hit some.
Jeff Green dunked, and I tweeted about it. I was like, Jeff Green does one of those semi-athletic plays
every now and then.
Every now
and then
he
does something
impressive.
He
is a basketball player.
You know what? He is like six inches taller.
Yeah.
6'7", 8 inches taller than me and able to jump twice as high.
Yeah, that's right. You forget he's not bad. Oh, wait. No, he's not good.
What we're saying is that the Cavaliers played up to the Warriors level, not the opposite direction, which is what you kind of felt like was going to happen in these playoffs, because the Warriors were kind of playing down to people's expectations and the Cavaliers were playing terribly. But they came in, and you know, as long as Andre Iguodala is out, the Cavaliers have a shot in the games.
Well, I think it'll be interesting now because, I mean, we've never seen anything like that ending with J.R. Smith.
Oh,
where
it's pretty crazy.
How is he going to recover from that? And I know he's a professional, you can say blah, blah, blah. Hot takes galore.
Well, if it was,
but that's tough to come back from, that you just got ridiculed.
If it were anybody else on that team, I think there would be a problem. But it is J.R. Smith.
Cavs did not play well in OT, though, either.
Atrocious.
I mean, it was a mix of the Warriors came out hot.
Not even. Like, the first 2 minutes of overtime,
I mean, there was
wasn't a lot.
It was over when Thompson drilled the three with, a minute left?
Yeah, there was a
just
possession
with
a minute 20 left. Like, if they don't get a stop here, the game's over. Because it was at 7. He hit that 3. I think it went up to 10.
Yeah, and it was just done.
But once again, let's backtrack to the beginning and kind of unpack the game. We'll start with early on in the game, Klay Thompson. Well, it looked like Meet Me in the Middle, a.k.a. me, tweeted out like, oh, this could be something big.
Yeah, I didn't panic.
I didn't panic either, but, you looked at the replay. And
J.R. Smith just twisted his ankle.
J.R. Smith, it wasn't his fault. He slipped into Klay Thompson landing. And in the replay, I saw his foot was perpendicular to where it should have been. That's 90 degrees.
It didn't twist that bad.
But
I watched the same replay.
It was kind of like over the entire course of his leg. So, you know, I'm standing here doing it right now.
But yeah, but
he acted like it was insanely painful. And it may have been, but, you know, you're a professional.
They went up and shot him with stuff in the back.
Novocaine or something.
And they
straight
do
to
that
the
all
knee.
The time.
Yeah.
Let's not act like it doesn't happen. But yeah, it was interesting to see Because that would have changed that the whole game, too.
It would have been like 3 years ago when Kyrie got hurt in game one. Is that correct? Did that happen?
Yeah. Was it game one?
It was either game one or game two of the 2015 finals. They had already lost K-Love when Kelly Olynyk ripped his arm out of his socket.
Yeah.
That was intense.
I mean, it was one of those moments where you looked at it and thought, if he really is out, where do the Warriors go from here? Because the natural replacement, not like for like, but someone to come in and just seamlessly go with Iguodala, and he's already out.
Right. So they would have brought in Jordan Bell, which I think they did. They brought in Jordan Bell. Who is playing well
as a great role player.
He's a great role player on a team that is full of superstars.
Yeah.
I would like to amend my rankings from yesterday, though. I think Draymond Green is probably as good as Klay Thompson. I think you could have, depending on the game, you could have Kevin Love, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green interchange who's being better. Because Draymond Green, you watch him play, and he's just everywhere. He's on the defense. He is being an absolute nuisance just as far as shouting at people. There was one point when they were shooting, when he had fouled LeBron, and LeBron went to the line in the fourth quarter, and he was like shimmying on the baseline and yelling at everyone. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's a taunting technical. But since he already had a technical order in the game, they're probably like, I'm not going to give him as his second technical.
I think that's his taunting. Biggest skill is knowing when to do stuff and to get away with it.
Because he got under my skin.
He'll get a tech, and then you're like, okay, maybe he'll calm down. But he knows that second tech is going to take more because it's the NBA.
Yeah.
And in real, like other sports or, you know, even amateur basketball, I mean, you're done. Like if you do anything similar to the first.
Yeah.
But he gets away with it. But I don't know. I play Thompson on Draymond Green. And Draymond Green brings something to the table that is hard to find with that kind of, I mean, what is he, 6'6"? 6'7"?
I think he's 6'8".
Yeah, but
maybe 6'7".
He's a very hard player, but I would rather have Thompson in terms of who's going to get me the most out of those minutes they're in, and I think it's Thompson.
I think it depends on how you're structuring your team. Because Draymond Green brings a scrappy consistency with him every game. And Klay Thompson has months where he's kind of off. But then, you know, he'll score 20 points in the... No, I think he scored 18 points in the third quarter multiple times in his career or something crazy
But I just... You know, I will say this, and I mean, hot take, whatever. I don't think Draymond Green's as good as people think. I think if he went to another team, he would not be as good.
A lot of these players
he
are not as good as
he is in a situation where it works perfectly for him, and that's why he's considered so good. And that's why he should just stay at Golden State for as long as he can.
Oh, absolutely. I think all of them will take...
I don't know. That's going to be a topic of debate for the future.
I know, but all of them have... Well, Klay is the one that might leave because he doesn't have like a big shoe deal or anything. But KD makes enough money. Klay and Steph make enough money off of shoes alone that they could take half the money and be like, whatever, I don't care.
But, I mean, here comes the same argument. When the big three were at the Heat, and I know they built their team differently. Right. I'm not arguing that. But it's...
Yeah.
There's the argument comes in... Can you do it alone with your legacy like they always did with LeBron? Mm. So at what point do people go, well, could Steph do it alone? Could KD do it alone?
Well,
you know, and that's
part of the thing is that we already...
So that could come into their minds about, well, if I got offered this much money by insert random team here and they've got a young core, you know, I'm going to go there and try.
I think with KD... He knows what the other side of this feels like, you know.
Well, KD I think he's proven a lot else.
He's seen greener pastures, and he went there. He went to the Warriors. I think he will make it so that people can stay. Steph, I think he seems more like a team player. I think he really loves being in San Francisco and being on the Warriors. I think he'll already, because he knows that if he goes somewhere, he could tweak his ankle and be out for a year, and then he's only going to. I don't think he's hit his ceiling. I don't think he can. He hit his ceiling like 2 years ago, really. The year that he was, before KD went there, I think he hit his ceiling. Now, he's stayed pretty close to that or at that since then, but he's had a diminished role since KD came in.
I think another argument for it is that Steph Curry will always be more valuable as a Warriors player than he would be on any other team.
I agree.
And because he has been the core component of that team, you know, whatever arguments you make, you can't deny Steph Curry started the Warriors on this path.
Absolutely.
And then after that, absolutely, everyone's joined in through either the draft or free agency.
Well, mostly
the draft. I mean,
Andre Iguodala was a free agent, but yeah, other than that
was a great pickup. Then, I think we talked about that a while ago, that Iguodala was coming off, what, six man of the year at that point?
It was something like that.
And so, I mean, he fits that perfectly. So it'll be interesting to see moving forward what they do with that team. And, you know, we've talked about it before, same on the flip side. What's going to happen to the Cavs this summer?
Okay. What I'll say is Clay is – I still think Clay is the most likely to leave. He's from L.A., so he could very easily move down to, like, the Lakers.
But he also went to school at Washington State.
Right. So he could stay where he is.
Go up north.
Maybe go up to Portland. They don't really have a role for him in Portland. They've already got C.J. McCollum.
Well, not yet.
And
I mean, you never know how things shake out.
Dame Lillard.
Never know how things shake out over the
years.
Right.
I don't think Draymond will go anywhere. I think he knows his value, and he gets the most out of it where he is. So I think bottom line is Clay might leave, but they can still win championships if they don't have Clay because of the other players they have. Because if Clay leaves, then you just shift shots to KD and Steph, and they're statistically, I think, better three-point shooters than he is. And if Jordan Bell continues to progress, he might be able to fill that Klay Thompson role with more defense, less three-point shooting.
I think that, while I understand your argument, I think that you're also not on purpose, but taken away from Klay Thompson's ability here.
No,
because you're saying, oh, KD and Steph can just fill that role. Klay Thompson was huge last night.
Klay Thompson goes elsewhere. He's a perennial all-star. I think he is currently anyways, but he would be like a number one option on most other teams.
But I'm saying, I think that you're just saying, oh, we can, KD and Steph can just kind of not take every part of his role, but they'll just shoot the ball more. I don't see that working as well because they have the system in place where Clay gets his shots and he's going to make them. I mean, last night he was huge. And they even pointed out last year during their playoff run, there was only one guy who played in all the games, and that was Klay Thompson. So
there is, they did talk about his durability and resiliency being like LeBron being one of the factors that makes him so good.
Yeah, but I just think Clay is a very valuable asset to the team, and yes, I agree he's probably the most likely to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also see Kevin Durant leaving because he wanted a ring and he got it, and if he got more money elsewhere,
maybe head to the Wizards.
He's a
DC kid.
Well. Yeah, I was going to say that, or if some money opens up elsewhere in Texas, went to school down there for two years? He went to school there.
I don't know.
But either way, you know, that's all future talk.
We don't know
what'll happen.
I think they're both still under, everybody's still under contract next year as well. So
yeah.
I think the year after next, the Warriors could explode, could not.
Well, that'd be an interesting thing to see.
Yeah, it would be. It would be.
Kind of like the Cavs will see this summer.
Yeah, you know, well, so we'll talk about that a little later if we want to. I don't know.
We'll probably talk about it.
But when we come back from this break, we'll be talking about the second half and other related things. I don't know.
We'll talk about the other side of the game, not the actual game. Things that happened within the game.
Yeah, we'll talk about the game peripherals.
Yeah, so we've talked about the game. We know about the game. Now, we all saw what happened in the game and what's around it. We'll dive into that next.
There's some particulars we'll get to. All right, see you in a minute. Welcome back.
Oh boy.
Nope.
That was rough. That was rough. You like half went for it.
I did. I was very.
You're like,
quiet.
Oh, this would be
hopefully
a clever intro, and then. Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
we're back, and I'm keeping all this stuff before. So I mean,
great.
That doesn't matter to you guys.
Small
talk.
Just,
yeah, basically.
Well,
all right. So
we each took some things away from the game, not basketball wise. My first thing, I'm just going to jump into it.
Mm-hmm.
Van Gundy. Tired of Drake Pusha T beef. Tired of it.
So tired of this.
And Mark Jackson asked, whose side are you on? He goes, got to go Drake because he loves Doris. And I thought, you know what? That's kind of a weird take.
What?
It's a weird take.
Doris Drake loves Doris, so Jeff goes with Drake.
Yeah, so it's a weird love triangle. Doris Burke, Van Gundy.
A love triangle.
Yeah, and Drake.
I think it's more along the lines of,
is Doris Burke hiding Drake's kid?
Oh.
Hot
does
take.
Doris Burke have a kid with Drake? a second unknown son.
Ooh, wait a minute. Pusha T, if you're listening.
Oh.
Probably.
My favorite story coming out of this is that rapper, I didn't see who it was, who said that Drake is offering $10,000 for Pusha T beef. Pusha T dirt. Did you see that?
I can give him some dirt.
I can make something up and give it to him.
You know what I heard, Drake?
What?
I heard he is the same things as you.
That's right.
He's got a kid with a porn star, and he's hiding it. Also, I think we kind of missed over the part that Pusha T made fun of Drake's, like...
Oh, yeah, his best friend dying?
Yeah.
Pretty hardcore. OVO 40?
Pretty hardcore.
Yeah. That's dark.
Also,
it's dark.
That explains why we're waiting for Drake's response. He's offering people money to be like, hey,
yeah.
Does anyone have anything on this guy?
You guys have anything on Pusha T? And like, no, we don't want Pusha T coming after us. That was harsh.
That was, if he does that to you on the first diss track.
Yeah.
Imagine number two.
Imagine number two.
That's probably why he's not responding. There?
Yeah. He's scared. Like, okay, that's enough.
But yeah,
enough.
So.
I've had enough. I think the bottom line for that is Jeff Van Gundy is a 60-something-year-old white man. He's like, I don't care about rappers. I'll just pick
one of them.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he got a card from one of the interns that works for NBA at NBC. At ABC.
He's like, hey, mention the
Pusha T beef. He's like, I'm tired of this beef.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you even talking about? Whatever. I don't think he actually
Maybe
cares.
He was referencing the old Wendy's commercial. Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
See?
Those were before our times. We don't remember
But
those.
They were during Van Gundy's time.
Okay.
See?
When he was riding around on the leg of
so that's
Patrick
why he's,
Ewing?
That's why he's so confused.
Whose leg was that he was riding around on when he was trying to hold him back?
Sure, man.
It's
I agree.
Famous fight video.
I bet.
It is.
Famous enough.
Famous enough that I know what it is, even if I don't definitively know what it is.
It was something.
All right.
You heard it here first. Sometime in the past.
Sometime Dan in Gundy the past, something happened.
Someone's leg.
Yeah. I think if you just, whatever, no one cares. You can look it up if you want. It's like you're the Zaza Pachulia Game 7.
Great
famous,
video.
Famous internet videos.
Turns out not as famous as I thought. I referenced it the other day and people were like, what's that?
Well, that should be famous.
Zaza
Pachulia on the Hawks.
Can't wait to see you there at Game 7. Even
wish
though it was
you all
away.
Were there. Yeah, wish yeah. you all were there. Game 7, baby.
First of all, how did Zaza finesse
hey!
The mic?
Huh?
How did he finesse the mic?
Just
to
get
talk?
It away? Well, he's got hands probably the size of dinner plates, so it's not hard to grab things.
But still, how was he the Hawk that talked to the crowd after winning Game 6?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, you know.
Also, who was on the Hawks at that
it
time?
It was a Game 6.
Is that Joe Johnson?
Who cares about the Hawks?
Zaza?
I'm sure. Well, Zaza's on the Warriors now. I'm sure he likes them better now. Anyway,
Zaza's dirty.
Since it was a Game 6 going into a Game 7, I bet it was one of the two Hawks games that happened during the playoffs that isn't on NBA TV. So the national broadcast got a hold of the people who actually mattered, like Joe Johnson and Kyle Korver,
Great player.
I mean, he's in the finals again. So and then
not by him.
And then for some reason, Zaza Pachulia got put on the live PA mic for the not even the local broadcast, but the arena broadcast.
And it was rough.
It was fun.
It was funny.
It was fun and funny.
But it was rough.
He's definitely a foreign man speaking a second language, not fully understanding how syntax works in America.
Well, leading into my next point, say what you want is a very popular phrase among Mark Jackson.
Among Mark Jackson specifically.
Where at one point during the game, he was hyping us up for this like big hot take.
Hot take.
And we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What's
say
he
what
gonna
you
say?
Want.
He's like, say what you want. And I believe he said, LeBron's one of the best two players of all time.
I think he said this before. He's like, say what you want. LeBron James is a clutch player.
Yeah, it's like who was arguing against you?
Say what you want. Say what you want. Steph Curry, unlimited range.
Say what you want. But this is a finals matchup between the Warriors and the Cavs, not the Rockets and the Cavs.
Say what you
want. Say what you want, though.
Say what you want. This is the fourth consecutive finals with the Cavaliers and Warriors.
It's like, when he started saying it, I'm like, whoa, let's listen in. He's
going to
say something
give us something like, at least say something like, say what you want. KD ran too many ISO possessions during the Houston series.
I was getting ready for a say what you want. George Hill worth the contract. Ooh, I was like, ooh, hot take.
That is a hot take.
Yeah.
Well, especially since it's wrong, right?
Depends who you ask. If you ask George Hill's family, they probably think he's worth every penny.
Sure.
Well,
absolutely. Actually,
who knows? I don't know his family background. Those were the two big things I took from it.
Biggest thing I took from it is that if you remember another NBA video, I think that J.R. Smith is the new Mario Chalmers. As in, J.R. Smith shouldn't be anywhere near the basketball. If you're Mo Farah doing Stephen A. Smith back in the Heat days, that was a good bit. And J.R. Smith just... The crazy thing about J.R. Smith is that for his entire career, he seems better shooting the ball off balance with a man in his face than he does when he's wide open.
That makes sense. He likes the challenge.
It even happened in this game. He had a wide open three in the corner, took a dribble, waited for somebody to fly by him and get in his face, and then shot the ball, drained it.
Well, that makes sense. Like I said, he likes the challenge.
Yeah, it's he.
It must be his training routine.
Must be his training routine
where he never takes shots wide open.
Jump at me. Okay.
You're never taking this shot. Watch and learn. And he takes it.
Crazy. Another crazy thing that happened in this game that we didn't get into. We haven't talked much about overtime yet. So we're going to get into it now. Overtime was...
It was basically over.
It was
2 seconds left.
The Cavs gave up after they didn't win in regular time. They were terrible. Listen, LeBron, I think, was 0-4, but I think he got
just jump into it. There's no need to explain it. Just jump into it.
Okay. Big time. No one besides LeBron played in overtime for the Cavs, basically, is what happened.
Stat sheet, don't lie.
Oh, you mean
Thompson got thrown out.
Listen, that was what I was trying to get to, and I got to stop saying, listen, I said that so many times.
Listen, I'm going to beat around the bush for like 5 minutes and then jump into it. That's what you're doing.
Yes, I know. What? It's fine. I mean, no one's listening anyways.
Not true. You listen later.
Okay, I listen back to these. I listen to them once all the way through to make sure it's fine. And then I put them out there and I listen to them on iTunes and on Stitcher so that we have at least one listen.
I don't listen to them.
And he doesn't.
I don't even read my own articles.
That's his thing. He doesn't go back and revisit anything.
Nope.
Totally in the moment.
If it's got my name on it, I haven't looked at it.
And that referee on that Tristan Thompson call was insanely in the moment because he got it totally wrong.
Just threw him out right away.
Okay. From our vantage point when we watched the game, we're like, oh, okay, he fouled him because he was taking a shot with a few seconds left. And it was one of those where you're like, okay, fine, at least he's not going up and dunking it. You don't want to have the turnover. It's whatever. But yeah. When they went back and they were replaying it after the ref threw out Tristan Thompson, the second camera angle is more from his point of view, the referee's point of view. Mm-hmm. And you could see that there were certain body movements that made it seem like Tristan Thompson threw a forearm to the neck of who was it? Tall, skinny dude, Livingston.
Yeah,
it was Livingston.
Sean Livingston. The man who I still am just very happy he can walk after that injury in like 06.
Speaking of NBA videos, another great one to check out.
Yeah, it's real blurry now because it was during 06 when HD, we don't need that.
Makes you appreciate how far we've come.
Is that the video that makes us appreciate it?
Listen, you always in your memory I remember watching that, and then you're like, oh wait, that's what TV looked like back then?
He looked like a gazelle going down after getting shot. That's what it looks like.
Total
just
crumple.
Gone.
Just crumple action.
Yeah. But well, anyway.
The third camera angle though made it abundantly clear that Tristan Thompson did foul him, but he kind of looked like he was gonna throw the elbow, but he's like, whatever, I don't care. And totally bailed out at the last second. And there was some contact, but nothing bad.
This is what we were getting into. I thought we were getting into like 5 seconds after this.
This is all leading together. We'll transition right into it.
Oh, this is just driving me wild. Man, I'm jumping in.
Jump in. Fine.
Then Tristan Thompson, being the dirty cheater he is.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Shout
relationship
out,
wise.
Shout out, Chloe. I don't know. I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all.
No, we do not want to shout out Kardashians. No.
Take it back. Shout out. We're on Tristan Thompson's side of this. Are we?
Wait, in what? The thing that happened in basketball?
Anyway, so Tristan Thompson gets angry and Draymond Green. He was clapping, talking smack. Yeah. Then Tristan Thompson decides, you know what he needs in the face? A basketball. Followed by kind of a fist. It was one of those where you look back and go, weak move, weak punch. If you're going for it,
go for it. Yeah. We're talking Ron Artest style punch to a stand. Jermaine O'Neal slipping and nearly killing a man.
Oh, yeah.
One of those
Jermaine O'Neal's brother throwing a chair into a crowded place.
Listen, that's great time. All sorts of fun.
Another but
great
anyway, video. Back to it.
Malice in the Palace.
Fantastic. Salt Live.
Also has a great
My parents turned it off. They're like, you can't watch this. So next day, naturally at school, get on the computer, watch it.
But I have to get around that firewall.
Well, that was back when, whatever. Mozilla Firefox, man. No one cared about that. But, so, then Draymond gets upset. He gets thrown out.
Does he?
Did he just leave?
I don't think, it was.
I was very confused.
I don't think he got thrown out.
Well, he just kind of left.
No, he walked to the corner, yelled at the fans, and I think walked back to the bench.
No, he was leaving.
Did he leave? I don't know. Maybe they went and brawled. 2.6 seconds left. This took like 15 minutes to sort out. It was really silly.
I disagree. Love the group. love the old school vibes. Let's just fight each other.
I'm super glad that they're already at each other's throats, and somehow LeBron and Steph are going at it verbally, at least.
Well, Steph played it down and said, "Oh, he was just talking some smack."
It looked like you were talking. I saw a certain word that has M and F in it thrown in LeBron's direction. So that's
He doesn't cuss, right?
What?
I thought Steph Curry didn't cuss.
No, neither does LeBron, right? No, he does. He's done that in interviews. But Steph is a family man.
But how many curse words did he say? Not one, not two, not three. I'm not doing the whole thing. Not four. Not doing
not five.
Yeah, there you
not
go.
Not six. Not there, seven.
I don't know.
He stopped at seven.
It was just a stupid thing to say when Chris Bosh is your other all-star. When you're like, hey, Chris Bosh is our third guy, you're like, really? Chris Bosh?
Back in the day, that was like, oh, the big three. But now we're like, you guys were not anywhere near the level of Clay, Steph, KD.
Whoa. Udonis Haslam played his role on that Heat team.
I'm sure
Who else was on that team? I don't care.
Mario Chalmers.
Oh, that's right.
Mario Chalmers. A Birdman.
Mike Miller was
Chris
on
Chris Anderson.
It. Mike right? Miller.
Yeah. Mike Miller was on that team. He was their white guy shooting threes.
Real not good at it towards the end.
No, he got a lot of tests.
That was English, Hunter. Real not good
Real
at it.
Real not good shooting threes.
Where am I from?
Bad.
Wearing a Memphis basketball shirt.
Well, I English. Would say Memphis, but it's not.
I give Memphis a bad name.
That's what I do.
Anyway, wow.
Shade. I said that's not hard to do.
Whoa. Hey, I got family there, buddy.
Well, you know, I have... Actually, I don't have family in very bad places, I don't think.
What's wrong with Memphis? This is recording. What's wrong with Memphis?
What's wrong with Memphis? Absolutely nothing.
There you go.
I don't... Okay. If it's because their metropolitan area covers multiple states. I like everybody in the same state.
Why?
Because I'm a...
Are you statist?
I was going to say that, but I think it may have more political meaning.
Sounds like sadist.
Ooh, definitely not a sadist.
That's weird.
Nope.
Maybe they're the same thing.
I don't think so.
You heard it here first. Xander Fadley. Sadist/statist.
No. Don't at me, bro.
I never at you. I at you.
What, you subtweet me?
No, I just subtweet whoever.
Okay. I at both of us because I always do that for our podcast.
Not a big I don't subtweet as much.
Yeah, I know. We talked about this. You're getting better. You're getting better.
It was an addiction.
Was it? I don't know. No. It was more like just you had a lot of pent up stuff that you had to get out there.
Now I just like get really upset at like soccer. Nothing. No, I'm just not really upset anymore.
FIFA? You don't even get upset at FIFA?
Oh, I just kind of quit playing online. Oh, so.
waiting for FIFA 19.
Still not going to play online then. I know how good I am.
Yeah.
And it's good enough to beat like two people at a party.
Right.
And then that third guy comes in. He's like, oh, I don't know if I'm any good. I'm like, oh, I'm hopping off because I know how this works.
Uh-huh.
You play more than I ever will.
Right.
Yeah. So I beat some people. This is random, but you know, whatever.
Listen. I think this podcast. Listen, our new
is no style at all.
The new tagline for our website is mostly sports. There's not a question mark, but that's how I say it. Mostly sports, basically.
Sports-ish.
Sports. He wanted to be sports-ish, but
question mark.
But that would. But ish means another thing in a lot of contexts.
Listen, man, I've been in my fair share of trouble. It's fine.
Do you know what I think? I think that we have run out of steam right now. We gotta pick it back up. Get the energy back up.
The energy's right. fine.
Let's go back to something that we talked about the other day. The Sixers, Colangelo sort of fiasco that's going on. This burner account. Burnergate is what I've seen it referred to.
Five burner gates.
There are five. Well, no, I think it's all just burner gates.
No. Each one's separate.
Each one has its own specific.
Each one is a separate investigation by the FBI.
All right. The big news coming out of this. No.
Sorry. Mispronounced. I mean, NBA.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Right. Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. They're both shady. So.
Adam Silver versus some scary guy in an office in Washington. Wait, is that where they are? Are they in Washington? Where's the NBA headquarters?
That's a good question. I'll look that up while you talk about your thing.
So, anyway, Colangelo came out, not through Colangelo, that his wife was running the accounts, which, whatever,
he said, quote unquote wife.
Well,
no, not
his quote wife unquote, is real.
His wife, quote unquote, was running the accounts. Yeah.
So, and I think it kind of came out that she was running four of them, and he was running another one, even though he'll never admit it.
Quick aside, NBA headquarters is in New York City.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
They probably have an office in Washington, D.C., but...
Where's Adam Silver's bunker? Where does he hide out?
Probably Cheyenne Mountain.
Whenever he gets, you know... Well, he didn't get, you know, crapped on as much as Stern.
David Stern, no.
That guy was terrible.
He just took it. You know, he was more of a vocal guy. He was brash. Adam Silver is like a... Kind of feels like a... who's the Simpsons character who runs the
Yep.
The
what? There's a lot of businesses in this fake world.
The power plant.
Mr. Burns?
Yeah, Mr. Burns. He kind of feels like it.
Excellent. That's Adam Silver?
It kind of feels kind of like him. It's like that mixed with the magician from Karth in Game of Thrones. That's who he looks like. Do you remember that character?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Wow, that was... So Adam Silver, we've ruined any shot of interviewing you now.
No. You got to burn them so that they want to come back and placate things.
I guess. We should just start burning a lot of people.
Anyways, they tied...
Real left turn.
They tied the burner accounts to a number ending in 10, I believe, which just so happens to be the last two digits of Colangelo's wife's phone number, right?
I just can't wait for it to come out where she's going to go, I have a phone number?
I have Twitter accounts?
Yeah, boom.
Yeah, that's inside when you're like, job. Oh, do you? I think he's in trouble.
Well, he's already in trouble. Well, yeah, and, you know, leading to the point of it is that Sixers may fire him because of all this, which is
crazy.
Crazy, but funny.
But self-inflicted if it does happen.
It also
happen.
Shows the world we live in. Where it's like, what an idiot to have burner accounts when you're basically living a dream job.
Yeah. Yeah. Your process has worked. Why ruin it?
Trust the process. But also bash it on Twitter.
Exactly. Boom. Joel Embiid, he's not that good.
He's not good.
That's the subtext of his tweets, not what I'm saying. I think Joel Embiid is very good. Not the best, but he is very
good.
Joel
Embiid is the best player I've ever seen play. Basically one season in 3 years.
Oh, I was going to say he's the best player I've seen from Cameroon.
He's a cold-blooded American.
From Cameroon.
Yep.
All right.
Proud to be an American Cameroon.
Nice.
Cameroonian? Cameroonican.
Cameroonian.
Cameroonican. Cameroonican.
We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be back. I just want to clarify, when I say Cameroonican, I'm not an idiot. Well,
that's debatable.
Debatable. But it was combining Cameroon and American, so he's a Cameroonican.
It's either Cameroonican or Amerunian, which I think sounds better.
Well, of course you think it sounds better.
Because I came up with it, yeah. My ideas are always better to me.
You also had all break to think about it. I just dove in.
No, I literally just thought about it now. Our break was 3 hours. He went, gave blood, came back, ate a cookie, didn't pass out. It was great.
Actually, I've never given blood. Well, I've given blood, but it was forcefully taken.
Ah, that situation. I used to get my blood taken all the time because I had pretty bad allergies when I was young, so they would take like seven...
So they bleed you, like the
good old
days.
Seven vials of blood.
So they bleed you?
No. I would go in and have like allergy... Wait, that was actually when I had HSP, which is a completely different thing.
You have the...
What?
I don't know.
Henoch-Schönlein purpura. Not HPV.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa.
Completely different. You are trying to slander me in this episode. I'm a sadist. I have HPV.
Like I said, come on. Time to roast people.
No, I don't think it is.
New spinoff podcast. You donate money, I'll make a thing.
We'll just make up things about you. Use your name a ton and just make up things about you. Maybe we'll just put a segment in here.
We'll roast the fans. Two truths and a lie thing.
Two truths and a lie.
Where I'd say two things that are true about you.
That would be fun. Yeah. If you guys sent us two truths and a lie, we'll do a segment on the podcast called Two Truths and a Lie about our fans. It won't be about our fans, but two truths and a lie.
I almost said something stupid. We call it Two Truths and a Guy. But then I'm like, sounds a weird entrance to like a porn.
Whoa, hey, geez Louise. Let's try to keep this family rated.
It's family.
It's rated as clean on iTunes, and I need to keep that commitment
but
going.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, look, you're getting in an area. You're calling me a sadist, saying I'm
HPV.
It's a gray area.
I've looked up the terms and conditions.
Oh yeah, you've read the hundreds of pages of terms and conditions. Why don't we just talk about what we're here to talk about?
The new Kanye album came out today.
Right, and I have not heard it, so Hunter's talking about it. I'll be reacting to it.
There's seven songs.
Seven songs.
It's a weird mix of old Kanye and new Kanye, like
Old Kanye? Are we talking like 808s and Heartbreaks Kanye?
No, we're talking like Graduation.
Graduation, okay. Yeah. Okay, so much more stripped back.
Yeah,
more
were
there any skits? With seven tracks, probably not.
Well, he kind of talks to himself the first song in a weird way.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean,
where
it's
he's
Kanye,
like,
so.
Thought about killing you today. And you're like, wait a minute. But then he's like, but I thought about killing myself too. And you're like, I guess that makes it better. And then you're like,
I don't know.
It's weird.
Oh.
Got a good beat.
Well, yeah, it's Kanye. If Kanye has one thing, it's good beats.
He apologizes to Kim.
About?
Oh.
Oh.
Basically, and he also like praises women that stick with their men, their man.
So he talks about Tristan Thompson, I saw.
Oh, totally. He's like, shout out to all the women that stuck with their man through the good and the bad. And you're like, can't think. I think that was shade. I think that was a little bit of shade. But overall, it's good.
Uh-huh. Not the best?
It's not the best.
Is it better than Pablo? It's kind of easy.
I mean,
it's kind of easy to be better than Pablo because Pablo was so raw and unfinished.
Well, it had
some amazing tracks on it, like Father Stretch Your Hands Part 2, which is the classic.
Part 2 is different.
I know, but it wasn't Part 2, the part with Panda, 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 Panda.
Yeah, that's Part 2.
Yeah.
Father Stretch My Hands is different. It's a different song.
Oh.
Part 2 is Part 2 of Panda. That's how I took it.
Okay. I would have to pull up the track listing to see what I'm talking
whatever.
About.
But
there were some great tracks on Pablo, but it was raw and unfinished because he was having a mental breakdown.
Well, I would say it's one of those albums you'll have to listen to a few times to really enjoy it, like most of Kanye's.
Monster is pretty immediately.
Well, I know,
amazing.
But most of Kanye's albums you listen to once and you go, I don't know. And then like two or three more times.
So
you're
talking
like,
about Yeezus. The Yeezus.
Yeah, kind of that Yeezus thing.
Because Yeezus is pretty amazing.
Yeah, but when it first came out, I remember telling you, I go, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know about this. But I mean, first impression, good, not great.
Uh huh. Well, he's got two more albums coming out in the next 3 months. Is that correct?
Well, he's got the one with Kid Cudi coming out.
And Pusha T. Doesn't he have one with Pusha T coming out?
No, I think
out?
he just produced Pusha T.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think he has he had that board, that Instagram picture of the board in his office, and I think he had three albums on there.
Yeah, but
maybe,
who knows if those come out?
Yes, the Pusha T one, the Kid Cudi one, I did have confused with the Kid Cudi
one. Yeah. I mean, like I said, good album from the start.
Uh-huh.
It's so all over the place.
Right.
Because there's a couple songs that you're like, I could see myself kind of working out to this maybe or listening to the car.
Yeah.
Then there's a few where you're just like, it's pretty slow.
So what are you, so you're saying it's more, it's not a conceptualized album like some of his past ones, but it's more of like, these are what I've been working on.
Yeah,
so I think
it's kind of one of those.
So that's kind of, that's along the lines of Pablo.
Yeah.
Because Pablo was also all over the place. It's
more finished than Pablo.
Yes, it's,
despite
well, with
only seven songs.
With only seven songs,
yeah.
I would hope it's more finished than Pablo. I hope what I'm hoping is that it's more of like, all right, let's get back to basics. Let's sort of get back into the groove of making music, and that next album will be a really true, strong comeback album.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
The interesting thing I saw on To be honest, I have no idea how I saw this.
Yeah.
But it was Kim Kardashian said on Twitter that Kanye took the album cover on his phone on the way to the listening party last night / this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they said.
So
I guess he just sent it to the...
Because it was going to be that one that he bought from...
No, that's Pusha T's cover.
Oh, that's Pusha T's cover. Okay, the Whitney Houston one is Pusha T's cover.
Yeah, and so it's a picture of like the mountains in Wyoming, and he says...
And Jackson Hole.
Yeah, and it says in green writing, I hate being bipolar. It's awesome.
Oh, that's what people were tweeting at.
So it was kind
of
cool.
Is that the name of the album then?
No, it's called Ye.
Oh, Ye.
Like Y-E.
Okay.
Yep. I don't know why he wouldn't call it. Whatever, man. I'm not Kanye.
Listen, none of us are Kanye. If we were,
he's back.
If we were, we would both be grossly in debt and rich at the same time.
He acted like he wasn't in debt now, though.
Yeah, I know. A lot of his Twitter posts and stuff make it seem like he's got things back together, which is good.
What did he have to sell? Maybe that's why his furniture's so bland in his house from the pictures he's seen online.
Well, I don't know.
He had to sell everything. It's just cardboard cutouts.
Well, he could just be going through a really minimalist phase, which, you know, a lot of people go through. I'm prone to minimalism myself.
Yeah.
How about you? Yeah. What are you? Are you more Victorian, bro? What are you talking about? Like frilly things?
Here's the thing I've learned.
Corinthian columns?
Through my time as an adult, the short time it may be, is that...
You like furniture you can afford.
HGTV has taught me never make a decision without the woman's...
Permission. Right.
And that's fine. As long as I get...
I think you spit on me.
There's no way.
I know. There's no way. You're sitting so far...
It's raining in here.
It's raining underneath this fan.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't have a style. I have, hey, this is comfy. Or, hey, that looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
So my house probably one day is going to look stupid.
Well, I mean, that's...
Because there's going to be like a lazy boy in the middle of like a empty nice room.
And just like in the middle of a room.
Only I've got one I got a lazy boy in my room in my apartment in Nashville.
Yeah.
It's just like by my bed.
Oh, yeah. No, I've sat in it before. Yeah.
What?
I've sat in your lazy boy.
When have you been there?
I didn't break in while you weren't there a couple weeks ago.
Mikasa, Sukasa.
Sure, that's not exactly the vibe I was getting, but whatever.
All right. That's your thing.
All right, well, we'll be back in a minute.
So that was Kanye's album. In-depth review, not really coming soon.
We might talk about it more if I listen to it before our next one, which we probably will have one soon after Game 2, before Game 3, so we can talk about it. We'll also be able to talk about the U.S. men's national team, and they're playing the Republic of Ireland. I think they're playing tonight. Is that correct? I think maybe it's tomorrow.
You know, I should know that because I cover the team.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Well, I was off a day. I forgot that there was a May 31st, so...
Which is...
It's tomorrow.
Concerning.
Listen.
It's like in The Office when Jim convinces Dwight that it's the next day Saturday and it's Thursday. It's kind of what you were going through.
Well, yeah. It's just with my schedule, days don't really mean anything.
Wow.
When you work as a...
Make every day mean something.
No. The day of the week doesn't mean anything aside from Sunday because
here we go.
I can work here whenever because I work whenever I do, which is blah 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 blah.
Sunday,
whatever.
The anyway, Sabbath.
We'll be back.
We'll be
in
back.
A second.
We'll be back.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Another 3-hour break.
No, let's be real. We have been speaking for basically an hour at this point, and you know, I've had a few minute breaks here and there. A
couple brewskis. That's not true either.
I keep forgetting to take a drink. I'm going to do it right now.
What? Bad radio. Why do you drink like that? That's weird.
I did it for effect.
No, it's
also
weird.
I just do it all the time.
But it's weird.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You make the most out of drinking water.
That's not water. That's green tea.
That may be more extra than
diet,
what I was thinking.
Citrus Lipton green tea. I like it. It's good.
Did you renew your man card this year, or did it just not roll over?
I covered this in the last episode. I'm my own person. I like what I like, and that's enough for me.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
Be different.
All right. I am. That's the whole point of what I just said.
Jumping into the next segment.
Which is kind of like the first couple of segments. We're back.
LeBron hot takes.
LeBron hot takes. We're just going to have a segment about LeBron because
I don't know if you guys. Off the top of our head.
I don't know if you guys caught this, but he was like really good last 51. Night. 51 points, shooting 17 of 28. And, you know, most of those misses came in overtime when he was trying to put the team on his back and win game one, which they should have won, as we have covered.
This is not what the segment's about. The segment is about,
it's kind of about
off
this.
Of our head, LeBron hot takes moving forward.
Okay. We're supposed to be extemporaneous LeBron hot takes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. You just always have to one-up, huh?
I didn't fully understand the segment until I just explained it to myself.
Anyway, first hot take, Hunter York, off of his head.
Yeah, we're going to go back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think one of the big selling points for Houston so that he takes Trevor Ariza's spot in the State Farm commercials with Oscar from The Office.
Oscar from The Office.
But Chris Paul moves to the back seat.
Okay.
LeBron's in the passenger seat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And LeBron, does LeBron have hobbies?
Does LeBron, I think.
Because that's part of the commercial where they go bowling.
I think LeBron's hobby is, I don't know, investment is sort of a hobby of his,
you can't make
right?
a commercial of that. Oh. Tired of the investments, LeBron? Let's take a ride.
Oscar from The Office. Should I invest money in Liverpool? He did, by the way.
Yeah, which makes him...
He's like...
Great.
He's made a lot of money off of... He got like a 1% investment in Liverpool or something.
He put in $6 million.
And it's now worth
now
like...
Now it's like $32 million.
Yeah, it's pretty good return. We're talking like Bitcoin type level of... Not really that much, but...
Oh, you have Bitcoin?
By the way... No, I don't have any Bitcoin.
Neither do I.
I thought I have on my... stock trading app, I've thought about buying Bitcoin, but at this point I'm waiting until I get access to more cryptocurrency so I can buy one that's earlier on, and hopefully it expounds from there.
Speaking of Bitcoin,
we were wrong last time.
On Cash App you can buy Bitcoin and you can send Hunter York money. #, which is $?
Yeah, I get it.
HSYork33.
Fine.
Fund the show. Fund my
that's
Taco
not why
Bell
we're going to Bitcoin. A few episodes ago, we were talking about Bitcoin. It got up to $19,000, and it's now down to about $8,000.
You know what you're doing?
I'm filling time.
You're filling time while you think of a LeBron hot take.
Oh, shoot. I probably should have been thinking about a LeBron hot take.
There you go.
All right, my LeBron hot take is that LeBron is... Now, say what you want.
Say what you want, but...
Maybe that's what the segment's called, Say What You Want, But...
No, you're changing it because you don't have any hot takes. I'll give you another one.
Okay,
what do you think?
Okay, fine.
LeBron will go to the place with the best sign shop so they can hang the biggest banner of him in the jersey.
Yeah.
And it'll go back and they'll be like, we are all witnesses. And it'll say, again.
Again?
Yeah. Small print.
Okay.
So whichever sign shop in Houston
or
Cleveland, which they've proven... Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I mean, they did tear down that giant sign on that apartment building or whatever, but whatever.
Whatever, man.
Whatever.
So, Philadelphia, Houston, step your game up.
L.A., don't forget about the Lakers. They're also in the mix.
Come on.
Sort of.
Come on.
They've just got a lot of cap space.
You think Lonzo Ball's going to let that, or LeBar Ball's going to let that happen? He can't take LiAngelo's spot.
They're already drafting LiAngelo, even though no one else wants to.
No, did you see all the reporters, like, at one time were, quote, tweeting, like, one hot take?
Yeah.
They're like... hearing around the league that Lakers aren't going to draft LiAngelo. And then, like, Ramona Shelburne was like, heard the same. I'm like, that's a cop-out. And then, like, everyone else was like, me too.
Wow.
It's like, whoa, good research.
Hot take.
I heard from this tweet.
Here's the my same hot thing. Take. Michael, no.
Bingo.
Brian.
Great start.
Brian Windhorst is the real loser if LeBron leaves.
No, he could be a winner.
If he stays?
No, if he leaves.
Why?
Because then he can finally get out of Cleveland and cover him somewhere else.
Well, I don't know. He was in Cleveland before when LeBron left for Miami, and now he's still there when he got back.
Is that the reason LeBron came back? Brian Windhorst.
Maybe Brian Windhorst convinced him.
Yeah, missed his friendship.
Him and Steve McMenamin just always in Cleveland.
True.
That's a fun name to say, by the way.
Steve McMenamin. Nothing wrong with Cleveland, as in I've never been there, but it doesn't sound great. But, I mean, imagine being a reporter and they're like, hey, your one job, cover the Cavs, only at home.
Okay? Oh.
Only at home. That's Quicken Loans Arena, is that right? Quicken Loans?
Quicken Loans Arena, yeah, that's correct. They had one of the, who cares? Do you have, should I go with another LeBron hot take?
Yeah, since you're behind one.
Okay, fine. LeBron hot take. My LeBron hot take is that he will not go to Houston.
Yours are warm takes because it takes so long to get out of the oven.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's so that you can digest them more easily. If it's a hot take, you know, maybe you could burn yourself on it.
Well, so that's a point.
I don't think he goes to Houston.
This is a show about burning people.
I've already talked about I don't think he'll go to L.A. I'm also going to take Houston off the table. Because as we've said before, I don't think if Chris Paul can't motivate James Harden to like show life when he's playing basketball, I don't think LeBron can do it.
Well, I think he goes to Houston because right now we're experiencing the prequel to Space Jam 2 in the in-between period from Space Jam because someone's stolen James Harden's soul. So LeBron has
It's just their talent. They don't steal souls. No.
This new one, they steal souls.
Oh, they're Dementors.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. That was the worst part about prison. Worst part about prison.
Especially if it's Azkaban.
Yep.
It's your turn for hot take.
I was saying it. That was your hot take? It was Azkaban?
No, my hot take was he's definitely not going. I'm calling he's not going to Houston. That's my hot take.
And my hot take is that.
You're saying that. And your hot take is in the new.
In the new Space Jam movie
starring LeBron James in the MJ role, it's Dementors, so is this not my aliens. Hot take
or you?
That's what I meant. Is it your hot take?
No, because you took it a different direction.
Okay, what's your hot take?
The aliens have gained the ability. They've been training.
Okay.
They've been getting abused by that terrible park owner.
It's a cigar smoking guy.
Is he dead?
Who?
They kind of imply he's dead.
I don't know. They launched him off in like a rocket.
Maybe it was just a nice way to send him home.
I mean, if they don't have like. Real skeletons, maybe he just squished around and it's fine. I don't know.
Whatever,
I don't know
man.
The physiology.
But they've stolen James Harden's soul and happiness.
Uh-huh.
And LeBron is the key to getting it back.
Okay.
And they can't steal LeBron's because he's invincible. That's the whole point.
I would say that if...
And Chris Paul makes a game-winning assist to Bill Murray.
Space Jam were an anime, I think you'd be right. But since it's not
an anime. Why can't it be an anime?
Kristaps Porzingis, it's in his contract. He won't
if
do
anime.
If
they put Kristaps in this movie, I will not watch it.
They have to.
No,
international
they don't.
Audience. They don't care about the United States.
Bring back Yao Ming.
Bring back Yao Ming?
Yeah.
Can he still walk?
CGI. CGI is great. I'm all not right, watching a movie with Kristaps Porzingis.
I should have been listening, not
people
talking.
People like him way too much.
The unicorn, bro. Because we totally haven't ever seen a 7-footer from Europe who could shoot. Wait a minute.
It's almost
that
like...
That sounds like Dirk Nowitzki.
No. You're misremembering it.
Oh.
It's Kristaps Porzingis. You mispronounced it.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Kristaps
Porzingis. I know there's that language barrier.
Kristaps Porzingis sounds a lot like Dirk Nowitzki. You're right.
I think it's Nowitzki.
Nowitzki.
Yeah.
Hey, Nowitzki. He's not Italian.
He's not Italian.
What is he, Swedish?
It also sounds... He's German.
German? Oh,
kind of sounded Swiss there, too.
Oh, so his name
sounded like you were trying to sell me some chocolate.
Ein, zwei, Dirk Nowitzki. That's closer to German.
It's getting there. It's getting there.
All right, let me throw out one more hot take before we go.
Give him a minute to think because, hot takes...
I try to lay it all on the line as we go through. You're catching me at the tail end of this episode. I've already given all I've got to this episode.
Here, I'm like LeBron. I saved myself to the end of the game.
What?
Yeah.
He scored like... Okay.
He walked up the court the second possession of the game.
Listen. He was like 7 of 8 in the first quarter. LeBron, hot take. I don't think LeBron scores 30 in the next game.
You think he scores more?
No, less.
No way.
That you wanted a hot take. I think LeBron goes for
hot bad takes with Xander Fadley. LeBron James shuts down.
No, I didn't say he's going to shut down. I think he goes 27, 15, and 12.
And gets killed.
Yeah, no, they're going to lose. Because
they're going to end up scoring 75 total points.
I think he'll have along the lines of like a 27, 15, 12, and he shoots like only 40%.
So you think this game ends up being like 130 to 75, basically.
Yeah, and if Iguodala comes back, it probably will be. Is that fine? Is that a hot enough take for you?
It's a take.
All right. Well,
it's a bad one.
Here now, here we are.
Plug time.
At the end of another episode. Plug time. As we've been talking about, we have a Patreon page, patreon.com, patreon.com/MMITM. That is Michael Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas. Nice.
I know. Basketball it worked out pretty well. We are on Twitter at meetme_middle. All those M's are capitalized. You can search for us on Facebook.
I'm also on Twitter.
Hunter is on Twitter at Hunter York 1128.
Bingo.
Yeah. I am at Xander Fadley with capitals on my, names.
Xander started tweeting again on the Meet Me in the Middle account.
Yeah, well, I actually did a little bit of a live tweet during the show. Two of them. I did two whole live tweets.
I did more than that.
It was, oh no, Klay Thompson could be out. We may have a series on our hands. And then, never mind, he's back. Whatever.
Great takes.
It was great. And listen, I gave you a LeBron hot take. I don't want to hear any more about it.
I don't think we're doing that segment again.
Hunter wants you to just give him money on the Cash App at
hashtag. It's for the show.
It's quote-unquote for the show.
For me.
It's so he can send me his half of the website bill.
Eventually.
Half is in the entire because I paid for the...
Cashtag.
Cashtag, which is a dollar sign.
HS York 33.
Because that is his jersey number when he wears jerseys. So if you want to send him any jerseys, York 33 on the back.
Hey.
There we go.
If you want to send Xander any...
22.
Fadley
22. No one's going to send us anything, so whatever.
That's not true. They could send us hate mail. Send us hate mail, too.
If they don't care enough to care, then I don't think they'll care enough to hate.
When you go back in 10 years when we're big stars...
I would love to be big stars in now.
Yeah, that'd be great. That's how we got to ruffle a few feathers. That's how we get
got to ruffle a few feathers. That's why we...
That's why we're calling out you, Kristaps Porzingis.
Yeah, that's right. Hunter hates Kristaps Porzingis.
You listen to me and listen to
the
me
The hashtag good. For this episode for you guys talking to us is...
Kristaps sucks.
Hashtag Hunter hates Kristaps because he's bad.
No, he's good. That's he's just hashtag. Stupid.
All right, well, that'll bring us...
Too lanky.
Yeah, exactly.
That's too tall.
We gave him a huge one last time. We'll give him a huge one this time.
Yeah, Hunter hates Kristaps.
Hunter hates Kristaps because he's so bad.
No, just Hunter hates Kristaps.
Okay, fine. And then or I wanna... KP, what is it? KP, I don't know, hates the unicorn. All right, we'll see you next time.
Maybe. Oh. We'll see if I return. Contract's under review.
Oh, man. Okay, bye.
I need money.
Yes.
No, I'm kidding. Please. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a great day, everybody. Go out and have yourself a day. Bye-bye.